You're on for me.
Good evening, everyone. I'd like to call this meeting order, the Medina Township Trustees. This is a regular scheduled meeting for April 30th of 2020. Time now is 7:07 PM. May I please have a roll call?
Mike Stupa.
Here.
Mark Raddis.
Here.
Chuck Johnson.
Here. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We take a moment of silence for our military veterans, both here and abroad, as well as our first responders, our doctors and nurses on the front lines. Thank you. First up on the agenda, we're going to move some things around just a little, real quick. We're going to do site plans first so we can get these off the table here. We've asked the applicants that they didn't have to come in today. Elaine will let them know tomorrow whether or not their site plans were approved or denied. First up is Lamphere's Landscaping. I'm Mike Stupa. Make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a ground sign for Lamphere's Landscaping located at 3344 Pearl Road, not to exceed 32 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Check those off for me. Next up is Shannon Lay Salon. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a tenant panel on the existing ground sign for Shannon Lay Salon located at 4099 Medina Road, not to exceed 2.68 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
The Tire Choice Auto Service Center. This time I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a wall sign for Tire Choice Auto Service Center located at 4868 Ledgewood Drive, not to exceed 75 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Second part is for Tire Choice Auto Service Center. This is part B. I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve a ground sign for Tire Choice Auto Service Center located at 4868 Ledgewood Drive, not to exceed 20.74 square feet as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Next up is Summa Health System. I'd like to make a motion to accept the recommendation of the Zoning Commission and approve the relocation of the ground sign for Summa Health Systems located at 3780 Medina Road due to the ODOT Route 18 expansion as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Yeah, you just have to check them off. Next up on our agenda is we're going to go into executive session to discuss the employee discipline. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to have the three trustees go back in executive session to discuss employee discipline.
Second.
Roll call.
Mike Stupa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
We are in executive session at 7:12 PM.
You're just going to hold that there? You're back on.
We're back from executive session where the three trustees were back discussing employee discipline. No decisions were made.
Time?
Time back is 7:39 PM. Next up is purchase orders and training requests. Chuck, do you have any?
I do not have a purchase order.
You have a training request?
Not training request. The only thing I have was, do approval for the money for Hood.
That's done.
Yeah, that's the only thing I have.
Yep. Mark, do you have any?
I don't.
I have two this evening. So the first one is for a training request. So at this time, I'd like to make a motion to approve a training request for Kaylee Costanza and Angela Ventura. This is for a Microsoft Excel Beyond the Basics live online seminar. The date's going to be May 19th of 2020. And the total amount is going to be $49.00.
Second.
Discussion on this. So previously, Nick Jr. was scheduled to go to a class in regards to some HR basics and that. When he left, we couldn't cancel it because it was already scheduled in that. So Kaylee reached out to find out. They gave us a credit to do other classes or whatever. We would have had a small amount of credit if she would have just gone. So Angela said she'd like to attend the class too. So based on the credit we had, we'd only owe $49 to send two of them to the class. It's basically an online seminar, so.
We got a one-time credit, so we would have either lost money or, so this ended up working out better.
Any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
There's that. And then next up I have, before I make a motion on this, I'd like to make a motion to void the previous purchase order for the repair of the Mako breathing system at Station 6. We did that two meetings ago.
Second.
Discussion on that. Captain Ingersoll reached back out to me and says that the company forgot to put labor on their original quote. So the quote went up from what he originally submitted to us. So he sent me the new quote with the labor cost and all that included. So, can we have a...
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
So now at this time, I'd like to make a motion for purchase order requisition. The department's going to be fire. The vendor's going to be breathing air systems. And it's going to be for the repair of the Mako breathing system at Station 6. The total amount is $2,000.
Second.
Discussion on this. This is our new quote with
how much higher is it?
It was basically $250 more. Came in, I think it was 15.
It was 1500, and it's
this one's 18,1054.
We just rounded round up just in case.
2,000 in case there's a couple incidentals or whatever in there. So
we generally end up, we do that, and then we close them out once the, and just it, like, is it Mako or is it air, breathing air?
No, so the company is for the company is breathing air, but the system is Mako, M-A-K-O.
Okay. Is what I just want to make sure I make it to the right.
Yep.
Okay.
More discussion?
Who second?
You ready? Anything else, Chuck?
No, I just, I know what I quote. I keep my quote.
They generally do. It's just if they run into anything and it's a couple dollars difference, if the purchase order doesn't match exactly, we can't pay it. It won't pull it from the system.
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, I'm just saying if I quote you to install a job,
you would think you would.
I would just do it and eat the $200.
Roll call, please.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
There's that. And the quote's on the back. It's attached to that, Angela. Next up is approval of accounts payable. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve accounts payable dated 4/30 of 2020. And starting with electronic check number 10-2020. Continuing to electronic check 20-2020. And then starting with regular check number 30860. And continuing the check number 30881. Total amount is $377,820.18.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. So this is what I was telling you is going to happen. I got all of those electronic payments caught up in the system. So a lot of these are the ones that you guys have already approved with payroll and OPERS, but they had to be entered into UAN.
Okay.
So now that's what you're seeing. So again, it's almost like duplicating, but it's just good to have them approved once they get into the UAN system. So
the main charge in this was Medina Hospital for LST again, $42,403.14 was the biggest charge.
And I don't know if you guys have seen, there has been some extra breakdown. They attached the last couple bills. There's been some extra pages that you should probably take notice of.
Okay. So. Any more discussion on this? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Next up is approval of appropriation status. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve appropriation status fund dated 4/30 of 2020 and incorporate this 12-page document by reference.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Did you guys want that? Gonna have Nick print me a copy. You guys want one? I'll have him make extra and put it in your mailboxes.
Yeah, or even a PDF would be fine.
Okay. Next up is approval of bank reconciliation for February. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve bank reconciliation date 2/29 of 2020. Incorporate this 3-page document as presented.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Mike Stoppa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
I just want to note as well that March's bank rec should be in by the next, we should have that done by the next meeting.
Okay.
And we, you know, with that switch over to Westfield Bank, we had some issues with, we got our checks in from the company that prints our checks. They put the wrong account number on our checks. So we had to get them reprinted. That's why we have still been using the PNC account. But by the next meeting, we should be using that Westfield account.
Okay.
So you're going to notice what we have to do is void the rest of the PNC accounts. So you're going to see a list on the payment listing next of probably hundreds of voids. And
okay.
That's the only way
to do it.
To do it through the UAN system. Okay. So just.
Checks don't change just other than the account numbers.
Oh, the check, you know, it's going to be, they're still going to be made by that same, the same company,
okay.
Hanley. There's not a lot of companies that print these UAN checks. And Westfield is paying for our checks and deposit slips now. But it wasn't their issue. It was
okay.
Hanley's. But they did reprint. They just came in. So
okay.
We couldn't get them done for this meeting. But that's for next meeting.
Okay.
We'll be able to. That switched over. So.
Sounds good. Are you good then with the payroll, Angela?
Yes. I do want to discuss something with you guys before we. This is payroll. We've talked about this in the past. We've talked individually. Each of you guys. Back in May, if you remember, 2019, we talked about adopting a policy. We just never did it. So. I spent some time on the phone with the auditor's office and local government services today. We've had payroll issues with it not being turned in correctly. And this has been going on for 14 months now. We are all liable for payroll. And especially once it gets approved. That's if there's ever an audit, well, there's going to be audits, but if there's ever a finding for recovery, every single one of us is on the hook for that. As I've told you guys in the past, by the time I get payroll, I've been staying up day and night to get this done. It's not sustainable, I can't do that anymore. For example, this week, 3 employees' timesheets were missing, and on top of that, 2 were incorrect. And by the time they come to me, they should not, the payroll, I mean, there's simple human error, and once in a while you find an issue, but this shouldn't be a bi-weekly. And there's never been a payroll turned in correctly in 14 months. So the auditor, the state auditor's office and local government services had given me some ideas to run by the board. There's a couple. First of all, the auditor's office was very concerned that we don't have a policy in place. He said that he's never audited anywhere that they don't have a policy, and he didn't realize that we didn't, and he's concerned that they didn't catch that already. I think what had happened is we've always followed, since I've been here, you know, payroll's always been due Monday morning. We just follow the same guidelines. It's never been an issue. But it is now. So we have to adopt a policy no matter what. That's number one. What we want that policy to be is something we need to talk about. I'd like ideas from you guys. I can tell you some things that they threw out at me, and you can tell me what you think of it. So what I've been doing, I'll tell you right now. So when payroll is due, generally it's Monday morning at 9 a.m. If there's a holiday, I ask for it early or by Monday at the latest. Generally Denny gets it to me over the weekend. Mike, you always get me yours over the weekend. And Chief Polonius gets me part of it on the Friday before, and then he either comes in on Sunday or that Monday to get me the rest. But what ends up happening is, like in this case, there were 3 missing, and I spent...
Can I interrupt real quick? Yeah. They weren't missing. They were in his outbox and never got sent. They were hung up. They were up here, and which I guess he knew, but I didn't even know.
Well, he only knew because I called him because I couldn't get a hold of you. But so the whole thing is I shouldn't be spending time tracking down payroll time or time cards. That's not... They should just be submitted properly.
They were submitted, though, but they were stuck, hung up in his outbox. Just never went. I have proof.
Okay. Well, he needs to look at that kind of, you know, that's something he should be ensuring.
That's the human error part of it, though.
Right. And
I don't think that one's happened too often, has it?
Oh, there's been...
Well, I know there's errors every time, but I'm just saying, hung up in the mailbox, you know, it happens to me too. It drives me nuts, you know, and I look like a fool when it happens to me, so, you know, I understand it happens, though.
You know what, Chuck, if this was a one-time deal...
Well, that's what I said, so I said we know it's not the first.
I would probably be saying, okay, we have to be more careful, but being that this is literally an effort, and you guys know, I've documented, I send out the issues every pair, so we could go back and look, but I don't think we need to do that, because unless any of you have an argument with the fact that it's been every payroll, but I don't think anyone has an argument with that. So, we either, first of all, me staying up and doing this around the clock, it's not healthy. It's also going to be, it's going to cause errors in my work, which is going to put us all at risk for liability issues. So that's not working. And it's just not sustainable for me. Plus, I will tell you, there's things that are, if you guys have noticed, we're way behind on minutes. The bank recs are slow to get done because I'm doing this. This is what I'm spending the majority of my time on, and that shouldn't be happening. Like, by the time payroll gets to me, the numbers, it really should be a simple check. I put the numbers in. It should be a few hour process, you know, not days of going back and forth.
No.
There was the question on one of the timesheets where it should have never been turned into me with that question on it. That should have been, you should have been asked that question, and you guys should have had that worked out.
It's a timing issue. When they get turned in Saturday or Sunday morning, really, some of them, right? And
but you know that that was from that first week of the pay. So that should have been addressed. You know what I mean? That, honestly.
But there was nothing on that timesheet. We had to make a column. There was
right,
no way
but
to
what
take
I'm saying
care
is that could have been addressed prior to going to me. Like you, that's not a, you do realize that's not even a situation. I can't make that call. That wasn't a call I could have made anyway.
Well, I guess, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? That's
it's
not,
the, I guess there's questions. The timesheets are not, and we all know they're messed up. I mean, as far as, they're not user friendly. There's, you know, there's a lot of, and I thought our fix going forward was to implement the electronic, which would take care of this. And I think that's when we should look at our policy, but.
Well, it will take care of some of it. It will take care of the addition issues. Now the missing timesheet.
Well, there won't be missing at that point. I mean, there's it's antiquated the way we're doing it now. I mean, he truly, and like I said, they were sitting up here, so they really weren't missing. They just weren't emailed to you. That's not missing. I mean, it's not.
Well, no, because payroll is submitted to me via email. I don't come up here to get payroll. I wouldn't know to come out and check
just because he wouldn't know it was in his outbox. I mean, when I send an email, I assume it went, to be honest with you.
Well, Mark, and you know that I've had a problem. I reach out to him and I never get a response, though. That's the problem. If I got a response, it would be a simple fix, but I don't. So that's a problem.
When did you reach out? I mean,
I'd have to go back and pull messages.
No, I mean this payroll. I didn't.
Oh, I don't. Yeah, I don't know. I think I reached out to you directly, actually. Well, this time.
And that was like at 9 o'clock at night. I was in bed because I go to work at night. I apologize. I thank Mike for taking care of it.
I mean, I work a full time job,
so I have to do this
in the time that I have allotted. But if this was a one time thing, I wouldn't be sitting here and having this conversation with you. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a three-time thing. It's been for 14 months straight. So, again, I don't know if you, like, maybe I didn't even realize that how much liability is on all of us. So I appreciate, I guess, your trust in me, but you do realize that the issue being is if a mistake gets made and you guys are just signing these and not looking at them really, 2 years from now, it could come back on all of us. And I don't want to do that to you guys, and I don't want to do it to myself, but I'm overly exhausted because I'm staying up.
Can I ask this question? Where are we at? I know we have the other company that was ready to go. We kind of put a hold on it with the COVID-19. Could we maybe look at implementing that now and go from there?
So what happened was there, Chuck had an issue with logging on. I was going to take care of that for him, but I have had no time. Like, I'm telling you this, I really didn't even think I was going to make it tonight. Well, you saw, I just had to finish payroll sitting here because, like, I ran out of time. I didn't think this was even going to get done. And I don't want to not pay people. Like, that is my biggest fear, is like, these people work hard to get, I mean, and I'm not going to, you know, I know that some people live paycheck to paycheck, so I've told you, I don't want to leave anyone without a paycheck, but on the flip side is there's literally only one of me, and I can only move so fast, and the faster I move, and the more I get, like, I'm getting frazzled, and I'm human too, I can make mistakes, and if that happens, then, again, we're all in trouble. We're all going to have an issue with that. And there are times like with, there are certain timesheets that I can't even do through the system, like Kim's.
Right.
I have to call in because those are.
Right, and that's one of them that it's an easy review for me, so I don't have a problem reviewing that directly.
No, I'm saying that's not something I can even put in though directly. I have to call our payroll rep for that. So like that's why there is some time sensitivity to some of this, because for me to get it in, and then be able to run the journal. Like, I have to be able to get a hold of her, get her to get it in, and then be able to run the journal. So we just have, this was something that both the auditor and local government services was surprised with, that we're so on time, that we're paying so close to when our meetings are. Most places, I guess, have a lag time. So that was one of the suggestions from both of them.
Like a buffer.
Right. That we look into, like, local government services is actually 2 weeks behind. And I believe the state, I believe he said they were two. I'm just taking very quick notes. Yeah, they're 2 weeks behind too. So that would give some time for by time time sheets are turned in to track them down. But, and I've reached out to other fiscal officers in the past, I think I've told, you know, the board this, but that normally the department head would be signing off on these. And truthfully, that's another thing. When the department head sign off on these, they're liable as well. So when they're putting their signature on this and then they're not right, they can be held accountable and, like, you know, personally responsible. So they have to be careful with this. And really, you guys shouldn't be waiting till Thursdays to sign them. They should come to you. You should be reviewing for accuracy. You do, always. Signing them and then getting them to me.
There's not enough time in the day to do it. I mean, because they come in Monday morning, unless you want to wait until I'm done with them.
Do you see the conundrum?
No, I do, but that's going to delay you from getting them, because I would not probably get to them potentially until 5, 6 o'clock Monday night.
Okay. Then we have to do something about our timing with payroll. I understand. I know you work a job. I'm not unrealistic here. I work a job. You work a job. We have families. Like, I'm willing to put in as much time as I can towards the township. But it's right now. It's become unrealistic of what I'm doing. Because
let me ask you this: this new system, I don't see missing timesheets being
You have to actually go in and check each one.
Mm-hmm.
So if he thinks he did and he misses some, then...
There may be some growing pains learning the system, but I think that it's going to be an email. He's going to have to go in and check them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Notify, because if it's anything like the one we had at work, it employee signs off, submits. Boss would get an email, check it. So it's going to be a little bit different.
She's just saying we have to make sure that our department heads, then once they get it from, you're hoping that the employee has it right, which it should be. It's pretty much a plug and play. Scroll down, hit the things or whatever.
So. Minus the 3 hour minimums. Those are going to be a little.
Right.
He's going to have to approve those.
Yeah.
Right. And those will come as soon as they hit the thing, that he'll, or whoever.
As long as
the department head will
in.
Get the thing right away.
I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of that goes on, too, where people don't always submit right away.
But if they don't submit, they'll have to figure out, I mean, they could be a week late. But
as long as it just, and you have to bear in mind the OBERS issues. So if they're late with they forget, we have to, OBERS is not an as it's paid. You have to report the income when it's earned, not when it's paid. There are very strict rules about that. So we have a lot of rules we have to follow, and I would love to think that this payroll system is going to be like the cure-all. I do. I want to believe that. I don't want to get my hopes up and then, you know.
Well, why don't we give it a chance and see, and then we'll definitely revisit and come up with a policy that works, but I hate to move anything when it did solve everything.
Well, we're still gonna need a policy.
We do, right?
Thing,
yes, because,
but, I mean, what are some of the ideas that they kind of in regards
so,
to? I mean, because with any policy that we've done in the past, we've had legal verify that it's, you know,
yes,
good before we have approved anything, and that, so it wouldn't be something we could do tonight. But if we can at least kind of get somewhat of an idea that we can have, maybe have something next week. Or next meeting that we can kind of, we'll make sure we get all three of us get emailed as to what we're looking at, kind of go from there, and then we can say yes, but we'll have legal look at it too, you know, and go from there.
Well, number one, I'm going to point out, so when I was talking to the state auditor's office, he had asked me what our consequences are. Like, he's like, let me give you an example. Do you have a credit card policy? And I said, you know, now that law passed, and I said, yeah. And he said, so what is your what's the consequences if somebody doesn't turn in their receipts? And I said, and he's like, I mean, what does the policy say your consequences are? And I said, nothing. And he said, so what's the reason for having the policy? You might as well throw it out. So these are things we need, like, that's important, honestly. You know, just so that's number one. So then, I mean, he, like, this did come back to the payroll. It, you know, he was trying to make a point of, but he did say, like, we definitely, like, he gave me the example of, like, how their payroll works. He said on the day their payroll's due, it's due on a Monday as well, they have to have it, they have to have theirs submitted by 9 a.m. If it's not submitted, they get an email from their supervisor, and he's like, and it's not a nice email, by 10 a.m. saying, I better have this email or else. And by 10 a.m., their supervisor has to have it submitted to whomever, you know, wherever it goes. And that's it. He's like, I don't think we get paid if we don't submit it. And he's like, honestly, nobody ever does it, so, you know. But he did say that it's very, he's like, I can't stress enough that a policy, and I did tell him we were going to this mm-hmm. digital, but he said it doesn't, even if with that, you still have to have a policy. And the big thing that both he and Tisha, I think you spoke to Tisha before with LGS Turner, Local Government Services.
Maybe, I don't remember.
She had, they both stressed, and, you know, independent of one another, that, you know, this is something that whether any one of us are in office, we should be leaving this place a better than we found it. And, like, not more of a mess for the next person coming in. So it should be easy. It should be a seamless transition. And right now, you know, we just didn't have these issues before. So I guess I think it was always
assumed. I think we didn't know we had them. I mean, there was a lot that Celia did or didn't do.
But she never had trouble getting people to turn in their payroll.
She would hound them, and she had the time to do it.
Right.
We don't have that now.
Exactly. And in all fairness, even when I call, I will tell you, I don't get return calls. I have said this to you.
Is it possible, we have a transition to these new timesheets. If we have to live with this other one, can we have a call Friday or Monday at a certain time between whatever and whatever?
I will tell you, Mondays I am slammed, so I can't promise that. I've made time Fridays because that's that, mm-hmm. you know, but Mondays is so busy for work for me that I could try. You know, I try,
but can't guarantee.
Right. It's taking, and now with this COVID and the schools being out,
I'm just thinking if we did it one review with all three of us at once, it would save a lot of time too, and it would help coach the people that need to be coached.
We definitely need, I think a retraining is important. I don't know if it's just because I've gotten older or what, but I mean, my body can't handle the state.
No, I think that's fair, but if we could, like I said, if you could find a time, I mean, we can make it happen, be done one and done and not make it as stressful.
Now, we do need other options, so let me just throw this out at you. We could, and this was from LGS, more she had suggested these things, and she did say these were things we'd have to run by legal. They're on a two-week lag, I said, you know. So she said maybe we should look at adjusting our pay time frame to give us that. Now, she did say that would probably upset some people. We'd probably have to do like a one-week pay to at least give a little bit of a buffer, and then they would get like a three-week. We'd have to look how that would work with OBERS, because right now we're on the perfect OBERS schedule, so that could screw us up a little bit. But right now, with the way it takes for me to get answers on payroll, that is the best I could see. Unless you can just set a hard, firm rule of answer your phone, answer these questions.
Well, but no one's up when you do payroll. If it's 3 in the morning.
It was 8:30 at night when I started calling. It wasn't that late. I don't think that.
No, I mean, I get emails at 3, 4 in the morning.
Oh, well, that's right, because by the time I got them, though, in all fairness, Mike got up here at what, 9:30, 10 o'clock?
It was 9:30.
It was late. I didn't even get to start on them until, you know. I had the other ones in, but...
Like I said, if we could set up a time, I mean, I could, at least for until this is, everyone's happy. I'd rather not change, if we can avoid the change, because that does mess with a lot of people's lives.
I don't love the idea of change anyways because of the OPERS mm-hmm. in itself. That would cause a problem. And listen, I don't want, it bothers me. I mean, the reason I don't do this, I don't do the staying up all night to, like, for my own, you know, love of lack of sleep. I don't want there to be a disruption with employees' pay. I care about
and if we find, but that's the thing. Once we find it, it's already, you know, it's Monday, and it might not get corrected until Tuesday, possibly Wednesday.
Right.
That's the issue.
At which point, we're getting so close to that meeting, and then it still has to, once, and it's not as simple as, see, all those numbers, all these numbers on the cash requirements that, I don't know if you have it in front of you, where it is, that it changes everything. So all of that has to be re-reviewed. So it's not as simple as just going in and adding, you know, an hour of overtime or deleting, you know, because it's going to change all that. So
yeah, basically there's just not enough time between Monday and Thursday,
right.
You know.
And what, and you know, you guys, you have to remember too, like, I'm also accounts payable is that weekend and that week, and I get started on those earlier, but the problem is we get a lot of bills, you know, between like Friday and Monday, and I take them, because if I don't, you guys are going to have special meetings in between.
Well, because the thing I'm looking at too is, if we do get this paychecks payroll thing, a lot of it goes digitally. But if we do have growing pains with this, which a lot of times we will, I would almost say not like a 2-week buffer, but maybe like a 1-week buffer. Just bump it off 1 week. That gives us a little bit of casualty time to, you know, get everything figured out. Hopefully, with the new digital thing that we'll be getting, that'll alleviate a lot of these problems.
Well, the good thing, we don't know, because digital, two people can access it to fix it, right? Or they won't be able to, will they?
They won't be able, the employees themselves.
Oh, no, Chief would be, right? Yeah, he would be able to.
Oh, you're right. I think if the three of you get more on board with getting more involved,
Believe me, it's a timing thing. I mean, we try to get it to you as soon as possible, and our work schedules do not align.
PD's paper is Saturday to Saturday.
Well, they
Sunday,
is
Sunday to Saturday.
Yeah, so like they've got people that work,
right.
Where Denny's done Friday,
right.
So.
And admin's done Friday. Mm-hmm.
Unless, yeah. Well, Denny has had times where when it snows or whatever, they come out. Listen, I will tell you, the service department, and I'm, you can go back and look. I think in the last year, I've had to have him change something once. It was a 1 hour. It's just something I've added wrong, you know. And that, I understand. People make mistakes. We all do, right? But there is a difference between that and being a bi-weekly.
Well, I also think somebody who is right on a regular basis for a long period of time, it's actually harder to find a mistake. Whereas somebody who's not, you know, batting 1,000 on having something wrong every time, it'd be easier to find a mistake because you're actually more cognitive for looking for a mistake. You know what I'm saying? When you have somebody who's always clean and perfect, you can't find as much. And when they do make it, you're like, holy crap. When you're having issues with it, you say, another second set of eyes, you know what I mean, or something. Because, I mean, it's been going on for so long. Just, I would be, if I knew somebody was looking at my job over and over and over because I've been making the mistakes over and over, I would be almost to the point of triple checking myself.
Right. Well, that's what I think too, and that's where I'm confused. I don't know why, and I don't know what's going on over there. So I'm not sure what's being done or not done. But all I can say is, I know when I'm pulling up these timesheets and I'm seeing it, I can glance at it for 2 seconds and see it's wrong. You know, I mean, there's as things as simple as seeing that, you know, 2 p to 10:30 p does not equal 9 hours.
Well, and those mistakes will not happen with the new system.
Right.
Yeah, but they shouldn't even be happening.
But they shouldn't happen, right. I mean that's the whole thing. And by the time it goes from an adult employee who's signing their name to an adult department head who's signing their name, and maybe a sergeant in between, I don't know, you know, that it just shouldn't be happening. And again, once in a while is one thing, but when it's every pay, and I will say, we could go back and count if we had to, but I would say it's anywhere from a third to a half of the timesheets have been wrong. This pay was 50% of the time.
No, the ones that weren't turned in, it was 2 timesheets out of the department. I mean, they were turned in. Like I said, I'll argue that fact. They just never left his outbox, which, like I said, there weren't errors. It was an email error. But it was 2 timesheets.
Okay, I don't, I mean, again, I don't, that was, the email that I got said he thought he turned them in Friday, but I, he didn't say that he emailed them and it got stopped, so I don't know.
Yeah, he didn't bother because it was, you were frustrated, and, but I, he showed me and it was in his outbox still.
And there's, but there have been missing timesheets before too.
Because they stick together. It's an antiquated way to do stuff. Like I said, electronically is gonna clean up hopefully a lot of this.
And I'm, we could, like I said, and if I had more time to get, I think maybe I take on too much. That might be part of the problem. I don't know.
Well, I mean, right now too, the times are crazy.
Right.
So, I mean, it just,
but
it's a pile of everything and it's hard to dig out from a pile that.
Yeah.
So I agree. I mean, we gotta start moving forward with this paycheck thing. We need to have the people triple check and be accountable for themselves more so. And we need to get you at least a paycheck right once out of 15 months. Right. That'd be our goal for right now.
And I think just, and then, like I said, just a policy, regardless of whether it's a digital, or we just still have to have a policy. I will say, like, both the auditor's office and local government services was concerned that you guys weren't signing off on them until the Thursday of meetings. And, well, Mike does, but because she's like, so, Tisha had said, she's like, so you guys are, you're actually processing it without signatures of the trustees? And I said, well, I don't submit it until, you know, she's like, yeah, I think for your own, you know, to protect yourself, you should be having, and I did, like I said, I've reached out to other fiscal officers in the past. I didn't have time this week, but they had told me, I mean, most of these fiscal officers are handed like a list. They don't even go through timesheets. They get a list of names and these are the hours they work. And that's all they're, you know, I like looking at the timesheets. I figure if I'm liable for it, I may as well be adding them up as well and checking. I don't have a problem with that. I'm not trying to pass off any work onto somebody else. I just think we, if we're all liable, we should all be looking at them. You know, I don't want to do anything that would end up hurting you guys and vice versa, you know. So I'm just asking for a balance, some sort of, you know, like, again, checks and balances.
No, I agree. Like I said, if we could find, you know, 8 o'clock Monday, whatever you think is, you know, we'll do it for the next, till we get through this. And then there is going to be a learning curve with the new system. I don't know what we're going to find. I don't know if we added administrative pay to the ability to check that on.
Well, it's added into paychecks now because I had to get it added.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like I said, most, I didn't realize that how we're the unusual. I know some of the employees have complained about having that they turn in their pay on, or they work till Saturday, turn in their pay Monday, and have to wait till Thursday. But apparently, that's not unusual. Like, we're actually, being that we're paying so close to the end of the pay, that's, like I said, that was actually a surprise to both of these State Department. So, I don't want to make any major changes. I feel like the majority of the employees they work very hard and they don't deserve for there to be any changes made. But I also don't want to get to a point, you know, payroll goes in together. If we run an off payroll cycle, we get, number one, we get charged for that. It messes up our, you know, so we're going to be paying fees. So I don't want to waste taxpayer money. But I don't want everybody to be, if I'm hung up on and not be able to get it done in time, like, again, there's only so much you can do, you know. So if you can't get it done, what do you do?
So basically, we just got to get them in line and start getting it right, and then that'll solve a lot of problems.
Right.
And that's it. I mean, it's pretty simple. We don't got to talk about it for an hour. It's get your butt in gear, get the numbers correct, do the math.
It's not all just math, though. There's a lot of stuff on that.
But, okay, so for instance, in this case, let's talk about the one timesheet that had a question.
Mm-hmm.
Did you even know about that until I sent it to you?
No.
But you should have. You are the trustee liaison.
I saw the note on there, and I didn't know if the note would cover that or not. To be honest with you, I didn't know because I didn't catch.
But you know that's not a decision I can make, right? You know, legally, I don't have the authority to make that decision. So that's putting me in a situation.
Right, I had to make a phone call.
There's nothing I could do about that, you know what I mean?
Right. But we need to catch that stuff sooner, but I need to understand, I guess, too. I did think that the note would, okay, because we didn't have a column, I thought if you explained it in the notes, that would cover it.
Yeah, no. I think, so maybe it's as simple as you having a conversation with your department head saying, first of all, that's not something the fiscal officer can decide. You know, if need be, you guys might have to have an emergency meeting on, like, you'd have to call legal counsel, and if he says that's a decision for the board, then you have to have an emergency meeting. If it's something like he obviously was able to answer your question, well then you change the time, you tell him how to change the timesheet,
right,
and then it comes to me. That's, you know. But like I said, I want to, I hope you guys have seen, I'm willing to go above and beyond. I try. And I hope you see that and whatever, but I'm getting fearful that the more overworked I feel, the more, like I said, that I'm gonna start making errors, and then I don't wanna do anything that could cause problems for you guys. Or problems for the future, whoever would be in office later. I don't, you know, we know.
No, I hear you.
Well, would you be willing to find, so even if it's in the evening, I mean.
Oh, yeah, I can do evenings on Mondays. It's just I can't do days. That's the, you know.
No.
So.
At least I'll be on, you know what I mean? Whenever.
Right.
To get through these growing, but I'm sure I could.
Is there a reason we can't, but like, he's the one who's there. Is there a reason we can't get a hold of him, like, to get answers question?
All the time.
Okay, I mean, I could show you calls and logs and stuff.
I don't know. I can.
Okay. I'm confused.
I speak with them daily.
Okay. Well then.
Have you ever had a hard time getting a hold of
him? No, not that. I only call him a couple times here and there.
Chuck?
To all the department heads and that, if it's, you know, one of us or fiscal in regards to the township business or whatever, you know, and then I'll put out a thing to all our employees just reiterating, verify your timesheets before you turn them in to make sure they're correct time-wise and things like that. I think for all the departments just going forward, until we get this electronic thing up and running.
And then I'll correct some different growing
pains. There'll be different growing pains, but I think.
But at least we know where we're going, and then we can kind of set our precedence.
Plus it'll be easier for any one of us to pick up the timesheet and review it. Picking up Denny's timesheet's a little bit different than picking up PD's. You know,
it's a lot different.
The ones I review are self-explanatory.
Right.
You know, so I think that'll help the three of us too going forward, that if we need to review a set of timesheets because somebody's on vacation or something like that, then any one of us can do it too.
Well, that's something to talk about then, because the way it's set up right now is each of you are the ones who your department's timesheets are going to come to. Do you want all three be on each of your departments? Because that's something I would have to have changed before. Do you know what I'm saying? Like what Mike just said.
I think we should have the ability, if someone can't approve.
Okay, because I mean, it's good. I don't think
it's good to be approved. You know, I mean, I wouldn't be going and looking at something unless we do have a track record of problems and need a second set of eyes on it.
Well, there's not the ability to go back and forth, though. It's just going to be either.
I would say definitely that we should all have access somehow, just in case somebody's on vacation or somebody gets sick or something like that. We don't know what's going on, so if it needs to get approved or something like that, you know, Mike, especially being the chair,
right,
should have access.
Right,
to
and everybody. I was going to have that because technically we're going to be pulling. We usually pull timesheets here and there too to spot check and
right,
things like that. This way, we have the ability to go ahead and do that too.
Right. And then, just as far as a policy is concerned, do you want to speak to legal about that? Right.
I'll call and see if he has something in mind that they've dealt with before or whatever. And
also,
if not, then
this deals with you too. Write a couple, like 1 through 4, like, hey, these are things I want to see on the policy, especially when it comes to time.
Well, I have.
You are a funnel tip, you know.
I'll tell you, I mean, this is just what I can give you. I mean, this was things that were suggested to me from the state today. So, if you guys wanna, and again, it doesn't, that's talking about actual physical time cards, but that can be applied to digital time cards as well. Because when you say, when they say sign off, you know, you're either electronically signing off or. So I don't know if you wanna maybe take that to legal.
Yeah, I'll make a copy for all of us and that, and then.
I think it might be helpful to just, maybe for the next week, just do ours, you know, I mean, get rid of all the other stuff that throws up flags that isn't tracking anymore. A lot of those cells that were unlocked might not be.
Are you talking about like the comp time and stuff?
Whatever.
Well, no, they have to have that though, because if they use comp time.
They need to put comp time on there.
Right.
But they don't need to necessarily track it other than.
Well, no, they should still track.
No, yeah,
for themselves.
You know, it needs to be on there, Mark, because see, comp time, when they, just so you know how paychecks works, comp time, if they use it, it does actually go into the paycheck system.
And they
know. If they accrue it, though, the only way to accrue it into the system is I have to physically go in and add it under their name.
It's not based on their hours worked or.
Mm-hmm. You have to go, like, no, that's just how the.
So how is that going to work in paychecks then?
That is
an electronic system.
I'm going to have to do the same thing. There's no.
So how are they going to report that to you?
That'll be in the notes.
Yeah.
In the note part that they would have to make.
It's not perfect.
And they'll have to do it where it'll be some kind of a. Well, it'll be a flag, right? There's something. If they put something in the notes, it'll come up as a flag.
It's more of like it comes up like a post-it.
Okay, but still, that's something that's different than what the normal pay stuff would be, timesheet would be.
Right. It's all, and then, you know, I would say like Chief Colonius, or like in Denny's situation, Denny would send me, you know, something they're saying, here's the, what I would think is the safe way to do it is each of the employees would put a note into their system, and then I think the department head should take a final count of each person at the end of the, you know, like this person ABC had these many hours, just to sum it up. Because honestly, that's the only, I mean, there is no other way to do it. I've gone back.
I mean, that's the whole purpose. I mean, this, the job of a department head, too, is to check their guys' times and stuff like that. So, I mean, again, we're going to be a learning process on it, but I'm looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah.
So,
like I told you, I mean, they, when we did these calls, these training calls, the girl who built our site, she said that she has an employee, businesses with hundreds of employees that are not as complicated as our payroll. Just because we have so many different things that are offered in these different departments. So, you know, it is rough. And again, like, that's just where I feel myself, like, I'm, at first it was one of those things where, okay, I got this. I can stay up all night and do this. But now I do feel myself struggling. And I don't, like I said, I don't want us to get to a situation where I just don't get it done. And then everybody's freaking out that, or am I going to get paid? You know,
let's you and I will set something up for next or 2 weeks, Monday, and if we have to do it twice or whatever, but once we feel comfortable then, and hopefully by then that new system's.
Well, are you guys, you're good to roll out with it then?
I'm fine with it, yeah. I mean, we spent the time to have them go and build it. We were ready to roll it out, but with the COVID-19 coming up, we put a hold on it for right now. Let's just roll it out. We're not going to get to the point where
we're not going to be changing that much anymore.
Are we? Well, we have to talk about.
We have to get you
the, because we have the different fields of where people have to be to sign in, and right now with the service department. Are we gonna? Yeah,
we should be able to answer that question here.
Okay. So what I'll tell you is then I do have a tablet for each of the departments. I have to order cases yet. I kind of just held off because I didn't know when we were going to do this, but I will look at those and get those ordered. If I can, I'll bring those up here, and then if each of you could get your, I need the IP addresses yet. So they have to actually go in though and get there. I can't.
Can we just call Lighthouse and ask Jeff and them to give us the IP addresses?
They should have stuff like that.
I don't know. I think the tablet itself will have an IP address when they log on to the Wi-Fi at that location. I think.
Yeah.
Would you?
I'll call them.
Yeah, I think every Article has one, that's how the network defines what it is.
If you can explain to Jeff that each tablet is going to be used at a different location.
And how many tablets do we have?
Three. There's going to be three. And tell him that there it's for IP restrictions as far as somebody having to be in the, you know.
Geofencing.
No, that's the mobile.
Okay.
That's, yeah. Just tell them that, so they're asking me for an IP address, but my question is, does it have to be a static IP? Because you know how like when a power outage happens?
It'll assign
an IP
address.
If it's not static, a new IP comes up, and does that mean the tablet's gonna stop working? So do we have to do something that creates it to be a static?
We have a support person that we can call to with any issues when they happen, or?
We have a person that built the site, but it's not a 24/7 hotline, though. It's a lot.
Yeah, is that gonna be an issue, or?
It's not a perfect situation.
Well, I talked to Denny and Travis, and they said they don't feel warm and fuzzy after that, because the training was supposed to be 2 hours, and the guy blew through it in like a half hour.
Oh, he told me it was gonna be like a half hour to an hour.
Oh, yeah. Denny said, I thought 2 hours, but he said it was pretty quick, and they didn't know what question to ask.
Well, if they have more questions, I can request another training.
I think it would be helpful to have some support up front, or at least someone accessible when it rolls out, so because they don't know what to ask until they...
Did they watch any of the videos, do you know?
I don't know.
All right, I'll reach out to Lighthouse on this, and if they have any more questions, Angela, I just haven't...
Yeah, have Brian call me.
Okay.
And then
it'll probably be Brian that'll call.
Yeah, he does.
Just to verify that we've covered everything.
And then now we won't be able to, like, this will not be in effect for the next meeting, though. They always want to start it on a payroll, so we're already into our pay. You know?
Yeah.
And then you want to reach out to legal on
yeah.
the
yeah
on this.
I'll make a yeah. copy of that stuff so we have.
Like I said, it's not, you know, we can reword certain things, but it's the concept, kind of. But then you have to also set, again, it's the consequences for not following it. Because if we're not doing anything...
Right, then there's no point.
Then, right. So, I guess maybe ask legal what their opinion is on this. This should actually, the state auditor is, he had said he was surprised this isn't in our handbook. So before we print our handbook... I know. We might want to actually look into adding this.
Okay. Well, that's what I said. If we can get this in, and we'll call legal and get their, so what they think, and go from there.
Yep.
What number are we on?
We're on the...
Because that got moved, right? That was.
We're on approval payroll, so okay. I have it right here.
Did you actually approve it yet? Or
no, not yet. Because okay. you had the conversation. Okay.
All right.
Anything else then before I do this?
Nope, I think I covered everything.
This time I'd like to make a motion to approve payroll dated 5/1/2020. Total amount is $37,765.86 with $8,398.77 in withholdings and deductions.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mick Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye. We're in your new business now. Approval of department reports for March. This time I'd like to make a motion to approve department reports, which include fire, police, and zoning, and let it be known that they are all double-sided. And this will be for March of 2020.
Second.
Discussion. Roll call.
Mike Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddis.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye. Next up is Hood Road Work Agreement. A
Can we talk about that one?
Yeah, go ahead, Joe.
So basically, things are moving forward. We have a work agreement towards the bottom of the hill, and we're also looking to get the right-of-way at the top of the hill. So things are moving well, but it's time to, we have to approve the purchase of the part that we're getting and then the filing fee. So if you guys have any other questions, otherwise I'll do a motion. No?
Is this for that right-of-way?
Yeah, yes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to make a motion to approve $3,500 for the right-of-way for Hood Road project, and that is to include any filing fees.
Second.
Then can you amend it to read $3,500?
I did, didn't I?
You said $3,500. Just say dollars.
Well, and
so
hold on.
We know what.
Who you seconded?
Yes.
Does that include, is it going to an actual person or?
Well, right now, this is to include the purchasing price that we've agreed upon, and then we've added a little bit in there just for filing fees and stuff like that.
Angela, yes, it's going to a person.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, when I do a purchase order.
Do you want it to first? Okay.
But if it's, and then filing fees, does that have to be paid to the person, or is that going to go to the
court? That goes to, I think, the courts.
Right, and we don't know what the filing fees are yet. So Danny and I were talking about just getting the motion approved just so we can have some money set aside so we can start,
okay,
moving forward.
So how do you want two purchase orders?
No. Can you amend your motion to open a blanket to cover the money to pay the property owner of the right-of-way, but however, are we buying? What is the word?
It's a work agreement.
And then plus filing fees for the book.
So we don't put a price in on that then?
You'll just say $3,500. You'll say,
on the blanket.
You're amending your motion to open a blanket purchase order.
For
$3,500, and that will cover the costs of the right-of-way plus filing fees to the court.
All right, so I'd like to make an amendment to open a blanket up to $3,500 to cover and pay for the right-of-way and the filing fees.
Second.
All right.
Discussion. I know Denny said he'll have some more paperwork hopefully tomorrow from the county. But this is the initial phase, so. Roll call.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye.
Mark Radis.
Aye.
Mike Stoffel.
Aye.
I think that thing's about the sign. I'll have to look at the other tabs you guys there.
That's a lot of tabs.
I guess there's.
Yeah, Nick called me on this, but I didn't get a chance to see it, so. Yeah, I'm starting to see that.
The other ones were minority.
That's it?
I think that's it. Yeah, I think that's it.
That was
left-handed friendly. So all the yellow ones, Mike?
Yeah, there's first two pages, and then where all the yellow tabs are.
Is it just you guys or do I?
Just us. Next up is employee work schedule discussion.
That'd be me probably again. So just talking with Denny and stuff like that, and with the state kind of opening up a little bit. Right now we have the guys working two on, and the other two are off, and then the next week. We've agreed to, starting Monday, that we're going to go back to the four guys working, obviously using proper precautions and stuff like that. But we've got a lot of work to do, and you know, we feel the guys would be safe, know, working and getting their jobs done. So that's all. Just guys are gonna be back to normal.
Okay. I don't have a problem with that. Mark, you have a problem? And I'll you wanna reach out to Dan and just tell him if he needs some PPEs or something.
I talked to him before the meeting.
Let me know, we'll get what he thinks he needs or whatever. So
all right.
We are having trouble with wipes.
Yeah, I know we got some, but yeah, I mean it's difficult to even at work, we don't even have any.
Those alcohol pads that I ordered, they said they shipped, and then they lost that, like, it got lost. So they did credit us, but, so Chuck got that big vat of the 99% alcohol, and Nick had found those, they're wipes, but they're not disinfectant, but we're going to make. We just got a couple just to try and see how it works. And then Elaine had given me the idea of even maybe the unscented baby wipes. So whichever's cheapest, we'll try a couple different things just to have, you know, in case we can't.
Right.
Do you know, Chief Colonius was going to reach out to
Walmart. I haven't followed up, no.
Let's find out that, too, if we could.
The whole stuff.
And, yeah, just to see if the whole, yeah. Oh, that is something. The EMA, I know I've talked to you guys about this before, but I don't know, did you guys see on Amazon how, like, it used to just say, like, the Lysol and Clorox products were unavailable. Then it went to say, now it's saying that they're reserved for first line responders.
Yeah, we do have a request going to Ben. They finally got some shipments, so we're going to put a request into them for some items.
Okay.
And we'll.
I just think it's important. Again, it even if they end up telling us no.
No,
as
we're
long
we're,
as we're,
right. We're going to get stuff. They finally got stuff, and there's an online form. He tried to fill it out, but there was some kind of issue with our firewall, so that got fixed, so he's going to put a request into Ben.
Well, does anyone know, like, is that how we get considered on that first line responder, or what is?
I don't know how.
Doesn't, like,
I mean, unless you put in as the police department or fire department, I don't know how they. How
are you talking about Amazon?
Well, that's what it says that on Amazon. It says
so
it
I have
on
a corporate account with Amazon, so it knows what field I'm in and stuff like that. So I'm almost wondering if we had, like, a police account or something like that. You know.
I don't.
Yeah, but as a government account.
Yeah, I mean, I think as a government entity. That
it would be through.
I'm just trying to. Yeah, I'd like to know.
Will it even let you put anything through? Or will it just stop you? You should try to see if it'll let you put it through.
Oh, it doesn't even. I mean, they're not even available, but it does say it's reserved for it. So I'm just wondering how, if there's a way to get on that list.
Yeah.
I chatted with them online.
He's
going
to talk to Ben. Will he, or will you talk to him?
We'll find out.
Could you ask us to see if there's if they have a way, like,
through
a,
Amazon to get on a
or even any of these companies, because that's what there was, not just Amazon was saying that. Walmart had a thing that said that.
Well, even Costco, if you're in the medical field, you go right to the front of the line, you know, which is helpful because, you know, my wife has been working full time, so it's nice not to have to wait in line for an hour to get in.
Right. So maybe if there's just something that we have to, I don't know if government, I know we've talked about government badges before, but I think did we ever do anything with, I know the Sheriff's Department was working on
it. No, we haven't heard anything. I think they were just, it was one of those, in case it was a driving thing that they were going to look at issuing.
Well, Well, that's all stuff maybe we should, you know, depending how long this goes on, it's all stuff worth looking into because that's...
It's a new world.
Right.
I'll ask him tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Police Department grant discussion. That will be you, Mark.
Yeah. Actually, Yvonne's here to...
Yep, I have a couple police department grant items to review here. I'm requesting permission to submit a pretty routine, simple grant, an OTARMA grant. We applied last year, we didn't get it. Pretty much everybody applies. We can get $1,000 to reimburse us partially for the Lexapol. So, again, Arbor Gas had applied in the past. I applied once last year, we didn't get it, but I'm ready to submit. It's a one-page thing, and I just had to attach copies of proof that we are OTARMA members and that we have Lexapol, so I'm ready to go if you guys will.
And it's just a flat donation? There's no matching or anything like that?
There's nothing like that. There's nothing. It's just very simple. They give you $1,000 for your...
Why did we get turned down last year?
I don't know. They don't really tell you.
Did we get it the year before? Do you know? Did we get it the year before? I think they try not to give it to it each year. I think they try to rotate, so not every... Because some departments will do it every year,
and other departments won't. Because you can get $1,000 for fire and $1,000 for police.
Because the federal government's like that for handouts and stuff. If you order one year, you can't get it the next year.
Yeah.
But sometimes they don't remember, so you get it again. But that's one of the things. So that might be one of the reasons why we didn't get it.
Yeah, and it's just, we scan it to them as a PDF and I apply via email. So it's really easy. I'm ready to go if you guys will approve me.
So this is just for half and just because we paid those.
Yeah, it's because we're with OTARMA and then for Lexapol. So.
We'll make a motion for that, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to make a motion to approve Yvonne applying for an OTARMA grant for $1,000.
Second.
Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay. Mark Raddis?
Aye.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
What else you got for us?
Another thing is I would like to request permission to apply for some Walmart grants throughout the year, perhaps. The specs on that are each grant you can apply for up to 25 grants a year. Traditionally, we've only received one $1,000 grant from Walmart in the past. We purchased an AED, most of it, last year with that. You can request between $250 and $5,000 per grant. Again, we usually get $1,000. We would like to try for several prioritized items this year. We may have to pay small amounts toward each item if the grants don't cover them. I will not know until I hear back from them on each application as to whether they're going to cover what I want them to cover. If they just give us $1,000 and like last year the AED was like $1,300 and they gave us $1,000, so we had to make the $300 difference. So just a heads up, that's kind of how that goes. It's a wait and see kind of thing. Sometimes, if you put the application in, it can take 2 to 3 months to get an answer because, of course, it's going to the big corporate office in Arkansas, and then our local store manager is involved in approving those. So you're familiar with those. We will get the three quotes on an item if needed, as we've done in the past. Our prioritized list right now would be an AED for in-car use because one of our AEDs recently became too old and stopped working. And then the second priority was that FLIR brand thermal imager per Chief Colonius. And I will try for both of those and we'll just see how it goes. And again, if a grant that I get back from them doesn't cover, you guys will look at three quotes and approve. So I'm just requesting permission to start submitting applications and start getting started.
I'd like to make a motion to approve the police department to apply for various Walmart grants throughout the year.
Second.
Okay, the only thing we have to be careful of is we have been asked to cut our spending by 20%.
Well, this actually, the FLIR was in our budget.
Oh, okay.
That would actually help us to do that cut. This is actually going to benefit us, or we just don't buy it this year. But if we get the grant, it's going to definitely.
Okay,
help
I just want to make sure because with some of these grants, you got to read the fine print as far as you have a certain amount of time to do it.
Yeah.
Or
usually
to refund the money.
Walmart, I think, is a year.
Okay.
And just a quick note for Mark, I do have a letter that I will have Mark sign in June reauthorizing, because we have to re-register every year. So ours comes up July 1st. So Mark, I'll have the letter for you when it gets closer. So that's Walmart.
Okay, we have to, hold on, we have to vote on that.
Who's yeah, that's right.
I second it.
You guys read?
Yep.
Okay. Mark Raddatz?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Mike Stoppa?
Aye.
Okay. Sorry about that.
You got it? Nope. That's okay. I only have two more items. They're not as, it's going to be a little more complicated, these other two. The third item is this OCJS Corona grant situation. I know Mark already kind of knows, Chief Colonius, of course, knows. It's pass-through funds coming from the Bureau of Justice Assistance. We are not on the list to apply directly with the federal government. We have to do it through OCJS, which is a pass-through state organization. There are no deadlines. We can start applying right away, and we can apply throughout the year due to the coronavirus. We have three priorities listed here per Chief Colonius. The first priority to try to get initially would be reimbursement for supplies purchased due to the coronavirus. And we can backdate since March 1st on those of this year, 2020. And then we can try to package in the projected needed supplies going forward 6 to 12 months. So that would be like cleaning supplies, you know, masks, gloves, things like that.
Can I ask a question about that? Is this have to be money that the police department spent?
So the short answer is yes, it should be, but I understand you have a line item for this mm-hmm. stuff, right? So if we can build in an argument to the reason why we all kind of have to swap and share supplies, we may be able to just package in everything that was bought. That's something that that we're going to try to do with it. But if there's any way
even
to separate
the cleaning from pedal suites, we were gonna.
Well, that's
and right.
We may want to that if the extra if it 50. Would help. We'll see. But that goes to
general.
That goes from the COVID line that I built. So we may want
can you
to
do
create
a sub-line within that, so it still doesn't have to be bought by the police department. It has to be used for the police department. Mm-hmm.
Is that? No, I can't do a. It's already a sub-line, so I can't do a sub-line in the sub-line. But
there's
see, a lot of times with these grants, it has to be police. I'd have to read it, but it has to be police department money, like levy money. So we just have to be careful with that.
We will. The webinar was during the day, not during my shift, and they recorded it, but it wasn't available yet, so I'll be watching it in the next 2 days.
Okay.
I can reach out to our representative as we do it, but I know Chief Colonius really wants to kind of obviously get going on that so we can try to get reimbursement if we can. Of course, you'll know there are going to be a ton of applications because there's no deadline, it's real loosey-goosey. So keep in mind, there's a good chance we won't get anything or get less than what we want. So
we may want to think about then maybe making a COVID line out of the police department fund.
Just so that there's a
so that they can show that they spent money. We could always, I mean, honestly, the general fund can always be used in the future for
right.
But
we could do that.
Instead of...
It won't be backdated, but anything...
Right.
We could open up a line.
I think that would probably
okay.
be...
Yeah, no.
You know what, let's...
That might also help, too, in order to secure some of the funds.
And then our projected needed supplies for the next least 6 months.
How about, real quick, what would you... I'll get it ready for the next meeting, because we'll have to do a supplemental, and then I'll have to do a budget change. So mm-hmm. what would you like to see in there?
Any idea what we're spending right now? I mean, that's what we can base it on.
Yeah, it's not crazy. Yeah, we put 30 in the original.
We did 30, yeah. We're only at...
It's in there.
Do you see those big documents?
Sorry.
Grab that. I think we're... We spent just shy of 6,000 so far.
And that's for everybody.
That's for
everybody. 10 initially.
Yeah, I can do. You want me to? I can do it out of the safety service fund and under that other.
Yep.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yep.
Sorry.
No problem. And I have more on that if you're done with that part of it. The second priority, so probably a second application, a separate application, would be only if the board approves the request for that hazard pay from the bargaining contract. Then we can request things like overtime and things like that. So we might try to do a second application to OCJS, looking to try to help cover some of that hazard pay or all of it, depending on, I know that was something that was kind of like maybe being discussed, but so we'll see about that. And then the third priority was a front office renovation, pretty much where Sue and I work, because it would be applicable to protecting our clerks and officers from unnecessary direct contact with the public. The current setup is not conducive to properly buffering us from potential sick people. The reason for that is sometimes someone needs to come all the way in to speak to an officer and do a report. Something we can do some in the lobby, but the chief was interested in seeing about that because that was an option. Some like major projects like that can fall under this grant, theoretically. So those were the three priorities that we kind of laid down for that Corona grant. One thing I want to mention though, for Walmart and for Otarma, this doesn't apply, but for anything with OCJS, whether it's state, federal government, that SAM situation that I'm working on right now is going to be a little bit of a holdup because I'm still working through that. So there's going to be a little delay applying for Corona because of that situation. So the other thing is, the last thing is, in the fall, this is a far out projection, there should be an OCJS equipment grant. Dave Arbogast, I think, had done that in the past for various things over the years, and we would like to apply primarily for body cams. So that would be something. There's usually a partial match for that, but you can apply for a match waiver. So we'll deal with it. We'll cross that bridge when we get to it, but that's something we want to pursue and would like general permission to kind of be ready and go after that. Oh, let me mention too, there are no matches required for this Corona grant either, so it's pretty simple as far as that goes.
Okay, I'd like to make a motion to approve the police department to apply for OCJS grants for the remainder of this year.
Second.
Any discussion?
You want, you're doing both the OCJS for the
fall too?
Corona and the body cam?
Yeah. All OCJS grants.
Just be careful with that match with the
keeping in mind. Yeah, sometimes it's like 15 or 20%. It depends on what it is. You can get a match waiver. I know.
Well, they'll tell you too before you even apply what the match is. So at that time, we can figure out where we're at.
Yeah, definitely with that, run it by the board first.
Yeah, oh yeah. Before we actually apply.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's just that, and I think that's it for grants right now.
Roll call, please.
Yeah. Was that Mike who's second?
Yeah.
Mark Raddus?
Aye.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
Thanks.
Is it on the agenda? Do we have anything else?
I have a couple things, Mike.
Okay.
I'd like to make a motion to approve entering into agreement and permission for me to sign the agreement with the law firm of Zashin and Rich. It would be for the police department and the employee issues.
Second.
And I'd like to submit this 5-page document by reference. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Mark Raddus?
Aye.
Mike Stupa?
Aye.
Chuck Johnson?
Aye.
I have one more thing. I think you guys are both included on an email from Justin Harvey from the police union, making a request to grant them 80 hours of compensatory time due to the pandemic. I am not inclined at this time to make a motion to do that, but I wanted to open it up to you guys. I think we've, you know, the steps that we took for the township as a whole was to keep our employees safe by getting them, you know, as much PPE as we can get. You know, I know I brought stuff from poem that I gave, and I think everyone here has jumped in. I think we did a good job keeping everybody safe, because we have had nobody sick from all this. I don't think our decisions were made as a benefit to anybody. I think that, you know, the employees here at Town Hall, even though they're not in the building for 40 hours, they're still working. The road department, even though they've been rotating, you know, they've come in on Saturdays to do burials, and that saved us overtime. So I just don't feel that I want to make a motion to change the policy that we've already had. But I'll leave it up to you guys.
I'm fine with that right now. I'm willing to revisit it somewhere, maybe down the road. You know, we'll go from there and see. I mean, okay. That's kind of how I'm going to leave it open as to how I feel about it.
Yeah, I'm good with it right now.
Okay, that's all I had.
Chuck, you have anything else?
No, I'm good.
I just have one more thing. Tomorrow in your mailboxes, I'm going to have Nick submit a few people that were on the applicant list for zoning members. We have one open slot on the BZA board. Mr. West resigned from the board. We haven't filled that spot. We moved Matt Payne.
He's the one that we knew about.
We moved Matt Payne up to his seat, and then moved Chris Green up to the first alternate. We still need a second alternate. So if you guys can just kind of look at the applicants that are still available.
You want us to call them and talk to them?
If you want. I mean, if you want.
Can you email them by any chance?
Yeah, I'll have them. You want me to email?
That's okay.
Yeah,
probably easier.
Okay. And then just kind of take a look at it and that, and we'll discuss it next trustee meeting to put somebody in place for the second alternate.
Yeah, sure.
Okay. That's all I had then. Nothing else? I'd like to make a motion to adjourn Medina Township Trustees regular scheduled meeting.
Second.
Discussion? Nope. Roll
Mike
call.
Stopa.
Aye.
Mark Raddick.
Aye.
Chuck Johnson.
Aye. We are adjourned at 9 o'clock p.m.
That's Zerker stuff. There's no way that would have gotten paid, right? I mean, there's...
I could go look.
I wanted to discuss that in here real quick.
What's that?